This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming live and online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, wherever and however they're serving our country, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for what you do. Thank you for keeping America rolling. And a special shout-out goes to the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern tundra of Wyoming and Montana, plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And not to forget about our maritime folks out there, too, working the merchant marine guys and gals. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Hello. Come in.
Good morning.
Now, the big story, lead story out of Fox just a second ago, and I caught it out of the corner of my eye, is the fact that the president is going to sign that $8.3 billion coronavirus package today.
Yeah, it passed the Senate yesterday. To be honest with you, I think this amount is a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we necessarily need that. A good bit of it is to pay for the vaccine. Some of it is to cover some hospital costs and so forth and so on. But, look, we already have people working on vaccines. That's what they, you know, certain laboratories, certain universities and so forth, they do that stuff all the time anyway. So I'm really kind of surprised at all of that. They may be talking about administration of the vaccines. But then again, a lot of these vaccines, like the flu shot and whatnot, are optional. So, I don't know. I think that amount's pretty excessive. But
okay. Now, our Attorney General William Barr has got something going on here over the Mueller report, and he's in a tete-a-tete back and forth with a judge. Tell us about that.
This one's kind of interesting because we actually have a lawsuit. The lawsuit was filed by Jason Leopold, who is probably the absolute top filer of FOIA requests. He FOIA requests pretty much everything that's out there. The other person is BuzzFeed. And the lawsuit is saying we want a full unredacted copy of the Mueller report. And there were some parts of the Mueller report that were certainly redacted because there are ongoing investigations. And we know that to be true because we have John Durham that's doing his work. Well, anyway, Judge Walton, the case was heard yesterday, and Judge Walton didn't have much to many kind things to say about Attorney General Barr on the Mueller report, and said that he didn't have the confidence in AG Barr because of what was AG Barr said was properly redacted and blacked out. So the court under Judge Walton says he has grave concerns about the objectivity of the process that preceded the public release of the redacted version of the Mueller report. So this is where we have a judge that is questioning the attorney general. Very interesting. He was not very, particularly, he wasn't very kind to Mueller on this thing at all. So we don't know what the response is going to be out of the Department of Justice. But the point is, we still have the Mueller report that's very alive in Washington, D.C., in the legal system, in the judicial system.
Okay, and speaking of something else that's alive right now, the president has announced that he's going to start squeezing the sanctuary cities and withholding federal funds until they cooperate with the ICE officials and Customs and Border Patrol. That started, I believe, today or yesterday.
Well, you and I talked about this last week because you had the three-judge panel that said that the federal government could, in fact, withhold these funds on certain violations. I think I listed last week several of the stipulations in order to get grant money, which means free money.
Mm-hmm.
And just on those stipulations, you know that these sanctuary cities are in violation. So I think there are two or three that are at the top of the list first to have funds withheld. So, we'll see if we can put the squeeze to them.
Okay. Did you see the town hall the president had last night?
I did.
That was pretty impressive, wasn't it, taking the questions from the people like that? And the one guy there that was, I think he was a city manager or something, and the question he asked.
I know that there was one that was talking about EPA, if that's the one you're referring to.
That's the one, yeah.
He is actually a Democrat, and he voted for Trump, and he wants to vote again for Trump because he was happy that some of these regulations that, and understand this is really what is known as the fourth branch of government, all these regulations.
Okay. All right, here comes the music. We'll put you on hold. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. My conversation with Denise Simon will continue. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the folks at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you want the opportunity to win not only a free gun, but $25,000 in cash, then you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and over on the right tab, you can click on the logo link for the USCCA. It's a red, white, and blue link. And you'll have an opportunity, first of all, to sign up to win the free gun a day giveaway. That's a given every day. But there's also a special drawing coming up after Labor Day for $25,000 in cash. And good luck with that. That's the most amount of money I've ever seen him give away for any reason whatsoever. Now, if you go over there, make sure that you click on the logo link, because it will reveal a window that talks about the free gun a day giveaway. And then after that, the next window that will drop down will be about the cash giveaway, to the $25,000. And congratulations and good luck to anybody that wins, because we'll be talking to you about it here. And if it's one of my listeners, we may be the one that gives you the prize. How about that? So that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link for the United States Concealed Carry Association right there. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, we had a Nazi SS guard who was captured and identified, and I guess he had gone through a lot of effort to make sure that he couldn't figure out who he was, but we found out. And he's now being deported, is that correct?
He's been here from the United States for quite some time, but we have a immigration judge in Memphis that issued his removal. This guy had, he was a part of an SS armed security guard back in Germany in 1945 at a concentration camp, a labor camp that I had not actually heard of. But I had to go figure that out where he actually was. But there was a 2-day trial, and he's been deported back to Germany, so Germany can necessarily deal with him. But, yeah, it's really kind of fascinating what Homeland Security investigations do. And I'm happy that, you know, they are, you know, investigating these kinds of things. But this cat, was named Frederick Carl Berger. And, he was a very willing, guard or SS, part of the SS team in, Nazi Germany. So this is, I think, the second or the third, one that we have actually deported for Germany to deal with in the last year or so. So I know there's at least two, and there may be three. So it tells you they're doing some really fascinating work over at the Homeland Security Investigations team. But, yeah, he was been in Tennessee for a very long time, and there are an estimated 450 individuals that we're looking at right now and investigating right now under human rights violations that are very similar to violations of law, just like Berger was. So a big hat tip to Department of Homeland Security and to the judicial system for this one.
I know we had a DOD contractor that got himself in some trouble. What happened there?
Well, now we have this woman. She... Yeah, she's actually a contractor that was assigned to the Department of Defense. She was arrested, of all places, in Iraq. She was having a romantic, 61 years old. She was having a romantic affair with a Hezbollah operative. And as a contractor, she was a, she was an interpreter, translator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she was, giving classified information that she had access to for whatever, I don't know what kind of classified information. But anyway, she was giving classified information to this, lover of hers, and we happened to find out about it. How we did that, be interesting to see how that whole thing went down. But she was arrested last week at a military facility in Erbil. And she said she didn't know that she was doing anything that was wrong. But we got her. We found her. And now she's going to be prosecuted. So fascinating story that one is.
Now, I've got a question from a listener here, and this is Emery, and Emery is asking us this question from Denver, Colorado, listening to us on AM 710 KNUS, and thank you, Emery, for the question. Is Chuck Schumer going to be censured, or will something else happen as a result of his protest speech?
I think I think the motion will be introduced today by...
Yeah.
Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri.
Right.
There's not another consequence that can really be applied unless we put pressure on him to resign.
Mm-hmm.
This would come from us. He would have to make that decision. But he's calling it his protected free speech or
mm-hmm.
protected speech. He can say what he wants, but that's not exactly true.
Mm-hmm.
It is a violation of law that a government employee cannot intimidate.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to say that it wasn't intimidation. He got out on the Senate floor yesterday and said, you know, I'm from Brooklyn and we just talk that way, but
yeah.
There's no way was this a threat. Well, he may not have thought it was a threat, but the receiver and many others thought it was a threat. And if nothing else, it wasn't necessarily a threat of safety, but a threat of intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see where this necessarily goes. But remember, members of Congress are sovereign, and they have all these protective walls around them. They can't be prosecuted unless there is something particularly egregious. I think we had one congresswoman in Florida that ended up in jail, too.
But okay.
Very rarely.
Yeah, we did. We did. I remember it was a black congresswoman. But anyway, we have a resident question asker on the phone here. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
Denise. Just wondering if Biden happens. If Biden happens to win the nomination, being that he's showing some signs of dementia or something like that, is there any test they can make him to take a test for it or something like that? What would he be like in 2, 3, or 4 years?
In other words, your question is, can they ask him or demand that he take a test? That's what you're asking?
Or at least some of his medical records or something like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. You first.
Well, he's got the same issues with him as I do, and certainly many others, that, you know, there's something, his mental acuity is clearly not there.
I think he's got dementia. I've been saying it, I'm going to continue to say it.
So, I think I brought this up yesterday on your show, that depending upon who his running mate is, be cautious, because it could be somebody like Kamala Harris.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
So if they, what is it, the 27th Amendment or whatever it is, where they can, you know, declare a sitting president.
Right.
Whatever. That she becomes president or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
So, can they do it? They can say that they want a full physical, an evaluation on him mm-hmm. if he becomes a nominee. Yes, they can do that.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I've said this, I'm going to say it again, just based on what I see, what I'm watching with my own eyes, if I was on an ambulance again or on a rescue, I would be talking about somebody having the signs of dementia.
Well, the other piece is, and this is the other thing, let's not forget that we've got some investigations going on in the Senate and in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
On Burisma.
Yeah.
So now you got a bunch of Democrats that are saying, you're injecting a foreign power into our election system again. Well, hold on. You know, it's just like, wait a second. It was okay to do it to Trump, but it's not okay to do it to Biden. Watch this one carefully.
All righty. We will talk to you on the weekend show. So it's the 25th Amendment, according to Eric. 25th Amendment.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes,
all right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Don't go anywhere. And Eric, thank you very much for that information. They've been freaking out thinking that Hillary Clinton's going to be picked as the vice presidential candidate. Okay, yeah, I can see why. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek, but I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania, voters able to ask President Trump questions at his first town hall-style campaign event of the season.
If I said, okay, let them just keep hitting at me, and I won't do it, they're not interviewing me right now. They're interviewing somebody else. Maybe they won't even be doing that, because if they don't get ratings, they don't interview anybody. That I've learned. But you know what? You can't turn your cheek. I mean, we get hit.
This event sponsored by Fox News.
We get hit so hard, and we have a media that is, I say to a large extent, it's a part of the Democrat Party. It really is. It's terrible. It's unfair. I call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news report here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And let's find out more about the National Aviation Academy by listening to what they have to say right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to a college from high school anymore. More people have chosen to go to technical or vocational schools to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay them as much as what they thought they were going to get to begin with. Because what they don't tell you is that if you're coming out as a pipe fitter, as a welder, as a carpenter, as an electrician, maybe you're coming out as a computer science major, or you're coming out as a heavy equipment operator, or maybe even a truck driver, a lot of those jobs are union. And as such, you're going to start as an apprentice. And as such, you're going to start out as what's called an 80 percenter, which means you're not going to get paid 100% of what everybody else does. And that's just the way it is because you're an apprentice. So if you want to start out at 100% of the pay, and work about 40 hours a week and get about $60,000 a year and become an aviation maintenance tech, which is job security for the rest of your life, and I do mean that, job security for the rest of your life as an aviation maintenance tech, then I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and another one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here on the west side of Tampa Bay, across the bay from Tampa, over in Clearwater in Pinellas County. So, check them out, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour and see what their campus is all about and find out what they're all about. National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. All righty. Now, the VA Secretary, Robert Wilkie, told House lawmakers yesterday that the VA was treating its first coronavirus patient. Now, the patient is being treated at a VA facility in Palo Alto, California, and is local to the area. Wilkie told members of the House Appropriations Committee subpanel on military construction, veterans affairs, and related agencies that, during a hearing on the VA's proposed 2021 budget. Now, here's another sad story. 3 hours after a veteran died by suicide in a VA parking lot, the staff went looking for him. 3 hours. Unacceptable. Just unacceptable. Hard to believe. And by the way, there are new rules now for VA caregiver stipend eligibilities, which has been released. But there's still no starting date on when that starts, the new rules. You'll have to keep an eye on the VA website for more information on that if you're involved in that. The Air Force is still short more than 2,000 pilots. Holy cow. Want to be a pilot and fly the friendly skies? Well, maybe you might want to see if you can qualify to be an Air Force pilot. There you go. Now, there was a defense contractor. You heard Denise and I talking about it. That was charged with giving up military secrets. And that is an ongoing investigation. By the way, Turkey's President Erdogan flew to Moscow for serious ceasefire talks with Vladimir Putin. Don't know how that's going to work out yet. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says that the Taliban is not honoring the deal that the U.S. has in place, as U.S. warplanes had to bail out Afghanistani forces again that were caught in a situation with the Taliban all around them. This is not going to go away. As I've told you before, the Taliban can use something called the taqiya. They can say anything they want, including lying right to your eyeballs, and telling you what you want to hear, and then not go ahead and do it, because that's part of their belief. That's part of their belief, the way that they operate. We'll see how that all plays out. Now, U.S. service industries are feeling the weight of the coronavirus uncertainty right now. Certainly, a lot of different things that are just flying off the shelves. You heard Denise and I talking about it, and I even talked about it. I went into Publix yesterday for something totally unrelated. I went in to get some laundry detergent. And in the laundry detergent aisle, there was this big, wide-open spot that was empty. Well, it wasn't where the laundry detergent was. It was where the hand sanitizer was and where the what the heck did they call them? Those things that the handy wipes, you know, little towel wipes and all that stuff were at, and they were all gone. All of them in the store were gone. I've never seen that, but I saw it yesterday. And they didn't even have the product to stock again. Their truck was coming on the truck was coming, I think, Saturday is what they told me, Saturday morning. So short supply of that stuff for sure. And after the first quarter, the shipping industry is showing signs of recovering from the coronavirus problems that slowed everything down. So things are starting to eventually go back to normal again. Also, indexing the gas tax is still a tax hike on workers and families. Now, Eric is sending me something here. What does this say? The VA Caregiver Support Program has been absolutely fantastic for our home. Yeah, I bet it has. And they've upgraded it a little bit, Eric, and they don't know when that's going to start. So you'll be finding out about that probably before I do. By the way, Hill negotiators reached the $8.3 billion emergency coronavirus package. The Senate House passed it. The Senate passed it. It goes over to the president's desk today to be signed in a ceremony, and he will be signing it. And Chief Justice Roberts, again, criticizing Chuck Schumer for the, quote, dangerous remarks about Judge Kavanaugh and Judge Gorsuch. So people need to understand what's going on over there. And, oh, by the way, from the Hill, Joe Biden's surge is now calming the jitters that the Democrats are having. Their nervousness is no longer nervousness. They now feel better about the fact that Bernie isn't running away with everything. And that was a problem for them. It most definitely was a problem for them. Gee whiz. By the way, the Army wants to design a coronavirus test kit that can screen whole units at once instead of just one person at a time. The U.S. Army's top officer told the Congress that the service has ramped up its coronavirus testing effort to prevent the deadly outbreak from spreading through the force, and they are working on a test kit that will test a whole unit and not just an individual. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We will return with Mr. Watchdog. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country on a Friday morning. Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, never mind.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Yeah, you do. And this is the Captain, and you are listening to me, and Chris Marcus, he's coming right up. Now, let me just tell you about where I was at yesterday, Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Great group of people, as always. We're over there, and we had a great lunch and a great conversation, and it's always a pleasure, and we had some people come up to us. As a matter of fact, we had a listener and his wife from St. Paul, Minnesota, come up to us and say howdy howdy to us. They were there at Mixon Fruit Farms. They came over to meet me and loved that. And, of course, we had some other listeners that were from around different areas that came to Mixon's to see what that was all about. And, again, we thanked them very much. And then our regulars that we see every month that come over, Jeannie and Fitz and, let's see, Kevin was there and Jeff was there. That's Jeff from Sarasota. And we had Woody there, and it was very nice, and Dean and Janet. But anyway, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem down there in Bradenton, great sandwich menu. They just added to their menu, and I had the Captain's Club yesterday. Now, they hadn't changed the name yet up on their menu board. It just says Club, but it's the Captain's Club, and it's a good one. And if you want a good sandwich, try that. I had that yesterday. And they're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. You can call ahead, order your lunch if you want. They'll have it either fixed for you. You can pick it up, 941-748-5829. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and always remember to tell them the Captain sent you. You're going to love it. Great atmosphere, great place to go to, friendly people. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Listen, what's going to go on with Elizabeth Warren now? She's talking to Bernie Sanders, but she's really not talking. She's not going to make any decisions right off the bat here.
I'm not sure. I mean, she was on that Rachel Maddow's program, and she kind of went after Bernie Sanders supporters. I think she's kind of setting up a hedge so she doesn't have to, you know, just look bad if she doesn't, you know, support Bernie Sanders, going after the people that support him, saying that supporters were a little out of control. So, no, I don't think she's going to come down along the side of Bernie Sanders. I don't. I think she's just, you know, basically hedging herself right now.
Now, did you notice that all of the votes that have been tallied out there, that they keep talking about, well, the Democrats, this big turnout, record turnout, Democrats, Democrats. With all of that, the Democrats' turnout still doesn't come close to the Republicans' turnout, with not having anybody on the ballot except pretty much Donald Trump. The Republicans are out turning out the Democrats.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing turnout so far. I'm kind of amazed, you know, for it, basically, you know, is even Bill Weld on the ballot everywhere?
Not everywhere.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of amazing to see that type of a turnout. Again, shows that just how popular he is.
Yeah, and that's amazing. When I saw that, I knew I was going to bring it up to you and mention it to you. All right, Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer, what are we going to do about him?
I don't think they're going to really do anything about it. I mean, I don't think it matters. I talked about this yesterday. You know, he is just, he's way too big, way too powerful, but maybe they censure him. Okay, he doesn't care. Doesn't matter. Doesn't do anything. We allow these politicians to become this, powerful and omnipotent because we continue to put them in office. The longer they're there, the more powerful, they become. And at some point in time, we've got to, you know, we as a people have got to get our heads screwed on straight and, start either voting these people out of office or putting in term limits in. I mean, these lifetime politicians, it's never a good thing.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there, but unfortunately, Schumer to stand there and do what he did, that's the first time I can honestly say I've ever heard anybody call out a Supreme Court justice by name.
Listen, I you know, you could argue, you can call out the Supreme Court justice and the decision that they made or question their logic, and that's okay. But this was definitely calling them out, but this was threat.
It was a threat. Yep.
Before, you know, in regards to, you know, a decision that they hadn't made yet. And, you know, basically saying if they don't, you know, they don't come down the way that, you know, you want them to, then you're going to, you know, you threw out some pretty nasty language there. I was shocked by it, too. I was.
Well, the other thing is that if they were to take control of the Senate, it takes two-thirds of the Senate to be able to remove a Supreme Court justice or any other justice or official. It takes two-thirds of the Senate. I think they were sending them a clear warning that if they ever took control of the Senate again, that their days were numbered.
I don't believe that, Matt. I don't. I really don't believe that. The senators, they're all a part of a fraternity. And once you're in, you're in. And they circle the wagons around each other. They really do. I find that very, very hard to believe.
No, I mean, I'm not talking about the senators. I'm talking about the judges.
Oh, okay.
The judges.
They were just
putting that out there, that the Senate was, Schumer was putting it out there, that the Senate, if they ever took control of the Senate and they got two-thirds of the majority, that they might go after Kavanaugh. He seems to be the one that is the one they keep looking at all the time.
Even if they had two-thirds in the Senate, I think that would still be a unprecedented thing to do, and I don't think that they would tread that way. That'd be really hard.
I got a comment here from Eric. He said, the Democrats always have a great turnout with the dead voting.
Oh, sure, yeah. That happens all the time. Yeah, but the problem is, you know, when that first really kicked into gear back with Nixon versus Kennedy, Nixon, you know, decided to let it slide and let it go. And it's just been going on since then.
All right. Let's talk a little money here. The Biden tax plan, the rate increase that he's talking about for the top 1%, would raise the taxes on the top 1% by $299,000 each.
For the most part, what his tax plan is going to basically, well, it gets rid of Trump's tax plan. It kind of goes back to the way that it was when Obama was president, and it also deals with the valuation of stocks and securities when one dies. So you have to, when one dies, then you have to pay all capital gains on anything that you owned, rather than have that, you pass it on to your heirs, and then the cost basis changed from the time when you died to when your heirs sell it. So yeah, it's basically going back to, for the most part, pretty much back to Obama's taxes.
Mm-hmm. And the movie industry, the movie theaters, are now talking about the fact that they're going to have a substantial financial hit because of the coronavirus coming up here in this next quarter.
Movie theaters have had a hit for a long time with people staying home. This is why you see more and more movie theaters offer selling food and drinks and doing other things to try to get people to come in. They haven't been doing well for a while. Listen, as it stands now, I didn't see any additional cases as of this morning from yesterday. I haven't. I just want to remind everybody that there's 99 cases in the United States. And, you know, the big cluster that you got out in Washington had to deal with a nursing home.
Right.
I got here. So it's pure paranoia. It really is. It's just people getting out of control. I was talking about this today. I'm more frightened of ticks and getting Lyme disease than I am, and living in the Northeast, than I am ever getting coronavirus.
Right.
You know, I've been back and forth into the city on a regular basis. I'm there almost every single day. I take the train. I ride the subway. The train's busy. The subway's busy. You see a few people wearing masks from time to time. I haven't seen any changes at all in people's behavior. None.
Mm. Larry Kudlow is telling people not to panic over the virus and that there is an economic impact that's starting to show up here right now, but they're trying to keep it pretty much under control. They just cut the prime rate by 0.5%? Is that what they did?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to do a darn thing, but that's the Fed. I don't see it doing much of anything, quite honestly. But the reality is that people got to get back to doing what they're doing, and the media's got to stop freaking everybody out.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And by the way, it is going to be getting colder tonight, tomorrow, Saturday night into Sunday morning, and when it's cold down here, it's cold up there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.